Well, hello and welcome to Local Matters. We are talking about education matters today, and we are talking with Caitlin Salyer, who is from the Cookeville-Putnam County Chamber of Commerce and the Highlands Initiative. Caitlin, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Bell.
Oh, we are delighted that you're here, and you are a specialist in workforce development. So tell everybody a little bit about your background and sort of where you grew up and how you got to your current position.
Definitely. Well, I am an Upper Cumberland girl, born and raised. I grew up in Lafayette in Macon County and moved to Cookeville in 2008 to go to school at Tech and never left. This
go
became
Tech.
Home. Yes. Proud alum. I actually was offered my first job at Tech after graduating, so was there for quite some time. Really loved my student affairs family. And then I had the opportunity to work to transition and try something new at the Highlands Economic Partnership in workforce development and education. And it's been a wonderful experience.
And the Highlands Economic Partnership is headquartered, if you will, or coordinated at the Chamber of Commerce, but it's really a multi-county partnership, isn't it?
It is. We are made up of Jackson, Overton, Putnam, and White counties. We work with the K-12 school districts there, also post-secondary partners, so TCAT, Vol State Community College, and Tennessee Tech, as well as employer partners from those counties.
And that's the pretty cool thing is we bring to the table the employers and the educators at both the higher education level and also the K through 12 levels. So talk about what the Highlands Workforce Development strategy is all about.
So we work hand in hand with our Economic Development Division at the Highlands, and we play a major role in making sure we have a strong, prepared, and educated workforce to fill positions from existing industry, and then as we're trying to recruit new business to the area, we want to make sure we can fill those open positions. So what's so cool and unique about our partnership is, of course, like I mentioned, those individuals come to the table, and employers are able to talk with the education institutions about what they're looking for, what skills, credentials, and then they collaborate to make sure that those students are prepared the way they need to be to fill what we sometimes refer to as hot jobs. So those that are projected to be in high demand 5-10 years down the road.
And those hot jobs might be in things like welding, which is a hot job.
Yes, definitely.
But they might also be in advanced degrees in computer science. You sort of have the whole spectrum, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. We work to make sure that students are able to enter what we call a pipeline of progress or pathways. So if they want to get a degree, start at Tennessee or from K-12, in fact, they're able to earn some credentials there with a partnership through TCAT. But if they want to transition to TCAT, let's say gets a degree in IT or a certificate in information technology, then they can transition seamlessly to Vol State Community College and their program, and then also on into Tennessee Tech. So we make sure that once these students enter a pathway or career program of study, they have on and off ramps, if you will.
And we've used the term TCAT, the Tennessee College of Applied Technology. In this region, it's headquartered in Livingston, but it has programs in Jackson County and here in at CHEC, at the Cookeville Higher Education Center. So it really is a region-wide program, isn't it?
It is.
And I guess having worked with some of the companies that have recently announced new projects here in Putnam County especially, I've seen those leaders be really impressed that we've been able as a region to bring all of these players together. And again, at a typical meeting, you might spend a good amount of your time talking about high school programs like mechatronics or something like that. Talk a little bit about how mechatronics came about or what it's all about.
That program actually came about through a grant that was written in collaboration with the Tennessee College of Applied Technology at Livingston. Dr. Myra West really spearheaded that along with Highlands Workforce Development and Education, K-12 programs, and this grant was able to bring mechatronics equipment into the high school. So on site, those students have the opportunity to get hands-on experiential learning and also gain some credential from TCAT while they're still in high school.
And that's pretty cool. And the mechatronics pathway, if you will, is part of a focus area on advanced manufacturing and engineering technologies that, as a region, we thought was going to attract some pretty significant business here. But we've also got a healthcare pathway, don't we?
We do have a healthcare pathway. It's really incredible to see what these committees, these pathway committees, are able to accomplish through the conversation and work that particular pathway has had. They were able to support, for example, this is just one example, Vol State Community College launching a two-year RN program. So the employers expressed a need, and the school systems and the post-secondary partners were able to fill that gap.
Came in and filled the gap, and all of a sudden, areas like nursing, where we need more and more, have a new pathway in the Upper Cumberland to find really, really good jobs. This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Caitlin Sawyer from the Highlands Workforce Development Initiative. Caitlin, we've been talking about focus areas or pathways. Another one is information technology and sort of computer science, and that one's paid off handsomely in the past couple of years, too.
It definitely has. That one actually came about when they were in the process of recruiting a large company, SAIC, to the area. They knew they were going to have to fill approximately 300 jobs, and we wanted to make sure we had a pipeline of students going into this program, IT program, to fill not only their needs, but then also our existing IT companies. So through that program, or through that pathway and that committee, they've done surveys to identify what are those, again, hot jobs. And the high school was offering web design and coding. And through the survey, they identified that the employers actually needed cybersecurity and networking systems. So we came to the table, we talked it out, worked with our partners, and now the high school is offering not only coding and web design, but also cybersecurity and networking systems. So now they're preparing those students for the jobs that they can obtain when they graduate.
And at the high school level, they are telling folks it cybersecurity is something important to all of us, whether you work in that field or whether you work in another field that's impacted by cybersecurity. If you work in healthcare with all the electronic medical records that are around, people can penetrate those records sometimes.
Absolutely.
When you don't want them to, or take control of a heart-lung monitor. And so it's a scary thing, and people need to understand more about cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. But that program also impacts Tennessee Tech. Tech has offered new degrees and beefed up its computer science program as a direct result of the initiatives in information technology.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Now, there's also a career pathway in education. And what is it trying to do?
So when you think about some of the most important jobs out there, unfortunately, we find that sometimes educators or education is not one of those jobs that are talked about. And in fact, that is one of the most important jobs out there. Teachers prepare students for all other types of careers. So you want the best, the brightest, those who have a true heart and passion to be in the classroom at all grade levels. And so we are working with our partners to launch initiatives that spread a more positive light on the career, talk about the impact that they can make on a student's life, on a child's life, even adults, in school. So we really are working hard with our partners and expanding our reach beyond just the four counties that we primarily work with to touch anyone in the Upper Cumberland that wants to come and be a part of this work, because we want to build a pipeline of really strong educators.
Teaching can be a very rewarding career.
Yes.
And I always tell students in the high schools, it's one of the jobs that's available in every county. Mm-hmm. You know there are teaching jobs that in every county, and so you can stay home and the grandchildren can be close to grandma and granddad.
Yes.
And it's a very rewarding career in a lot of ways. But there were a lot of stresses on a teacher today, too.
There are, but I'm excited to see how that narrative and that language is shifting to talk about all of the amazing reasons why one should become a teacher.
Yeah, and we have Dr. Jerry Boyd on this program frequently, and he's obviously excited about all the opportunities that are there. Yes. And I think he's chairing that task force.
He does chair. He's done a phenomenal job in bringing in all the new partners that we have to the table. So he's doing a great job chairing.
Well, it's really important. Now, let's see. Have we covered all of the current pathways?
All of the current ones.
I think we have, but I'm sure that committee will be thinking of more as employers define more opportunities.
Absolutely. We're always reviewing the labor market.
Well, this is Local Matters, and we are talking to Caitlin Salyer, who is the director of the Highlands Workforce Development Program, coordinates all of the activities for this multi-county effort, and just does a great job. Now, Caitlin, there are other legs to this program that we haven't talked about yet. So one of them is you have for years now encouraged speakers from industry and education to go out into the high schools and the middle schools and the elementary schools to talk about careers. Talk a little bit about the Speakers Bureau or the Speakers Program.
Definitely. So we've talked about the pathways, and it's important that prior to a student selecting what their program of study or pathway is going to be, they've got to know what jobs are out there. They've got to know what degree or credential they have to get to obtain those jobs. They may want to know about pay, benefits, things like that. And also just the process and the ups and downs that some people face getting where they are and growing within a career. So the Speakers Program is a great way for employees or workers to get in front of middle school students and an after-school program and talk about their career journey, where they started, where they are, where they may want to end up, and the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the ugly, if you will, and really offer these students great insight into what the process and growing in a career really looks like.
Well, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Caitlin Salyer, and we are going to take a very quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Caitlin Salyer from the Highlands Workforce Development Program here in the Upper Cumberland. And Caitlin, we've talked about the Pathways to Prosperity and the focus groups in the schools and your steering committee, but we also benefit from a program that you offer called the Highlands Leaders Seminar. So tell us about the goals and the mission of the Highlands Leaders.
Yeah. So Highlands Economic Partnership is very multifaceted and has a lot of great initiatives and programs housed within it. But we wouldn't be what we are without our partners, without leaders in the community. And so we want to make sure people have a strong understanding of the work that we do. as well as the work that some of our partners, strong collaborators, do. Highlands Leaders is an annual program that we offer. It usually kicks off in January and runs through April. We have about 7 sessions. We have a strong kickoff that brings in new class participants as well as alum of the program. So we want to make sure people are connecting with one another, networking, because you never know what collaborations may grow from those opportunities. So that's something that we want to have a strong focus on. Then we have sessions that cover economic development, workforce development and education, healthcare, community engagement is a new one this time, community development and public policy, as well as tourism. So our friends and partners in the Visitors Bureau come in and talk about tourism because that is a fun topic to discuss.
So who is the target person that it would be great if they attend this kind of program?
It's anyone who are current leaders or anyone who wants to become a part of the community and grow. And they work here. They live here. Of course, this is open to residents of the 4 partner counties. So anyone who just wants to learn more about the work that we do to make sure our communities grow and thrive.
And they may be a county commissioner or a city employee. They may have a job somewhere else and just want to volunteer their time and learn more about where the opportunities are.
Exactly. We also have a really great opportunity for participants. And Dr. Bell, you really spearheaded this, and that was the community engagement piece. We started a couple years back at the end offering a service project for participants to get involved with, to learn more about some of the nonprofits in the area that benefit from volunteers, as well as just getting together and serving together. That's a fun thing to do. And so because that was so widely popular, we have decided to add that additional session on community engagement. So it allows our participants to learn more about ways they can get involved.
And it's a great team building exercise for them. And so we've done that with Habitat for Humanity, and we've done it with state parks. And there's just all kind of opportunities here in this great Upper Cumberland region to volunteer. Well, this is a program where nominations are typically the way that someone gets in. So,
right.
Who should nominate, and sort of what are the deadlines for these upcoming programs?
We are hoping to have nominations in by about mid-November, but we are flexible with that because the program doesn't kick off until the end of January. We can be a little flexible, and our partners at Tennessee Tech are really great to work with us on that. This program would not be possible without their support and their help, so they manage those registrations. As far as nominations, they can be made by they can contact me at the Highlands Economic Partnership and Chamber. We're housed at the same space in the Leslie Town Center. So either in person or they can call 931-526-2211 to make a nomination. And we want this class to be diverse in all aspects. So if you have a name of someone who you think would be a strong candidate, send them our way.
So you city leaders and county leaders and leaders of companies and educators, this is your chance when you see that up-and-coming person who really has potential to do great things for our region. This is a great chance to nominate them for a program. Well, this is Local Matters, and we are talking to Caitlin Salyer. And Caitlin, we're talking about the Highlands Leaders Seminar. Let's talk in more depth about some of the programs that go on in this seminar. So you start with a program called Economic Development 101. What's that all about?
So we will have some county officials. We will have representatives from the Highlands Economic Partnership, the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development, as well as the Tennessee Valley Authority, coming to talk about how, and their individual days, how they, you know, bring business to the area or things that they do to develop our communities, but then also how they work together. So it's a really great learning experience if you're interested in economic development and what that really means. you learn a lot. I went through the program last year, and even though I work there, I still learn so much more than what I even hear on a day-to-day basis. So that's a great program.
Yeah, it sort of opens your eyes to some of the things the state requires or that TVA can do. So it really is a chance to understand the mechanics of economic yes. development more. You also have a program in tourism and visitor development, and you go to Jackson County for that program, I think.
We do. That's something that's really cool about this program to mention and highlight is the fact that we visit all four counties, sometimes multiple times in each one. So you get a really good grasp on where they are in all of these areas that we discuss. Tourism is a fun one. We have representatives from the Cookeville-Putnam County Visitors Bureau, Upper Cumberland Tourism Association, the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development that come and speak on a panel. And then also we do something really fun where we do a tour of the Jackson County Historical Society Museum as well as their Veterans Hall.
And you get to see a lot of the potential impacts that tourism has on the Highlands area.
Absolutely.
You also move to Overton County and do a workforce development evening and talk about all the important things in workforce development.
Yes. We're very fortunate that our partners at TCAT Livingston allow us to come in and see the programs that they have. Dr. Myra West does a phenomenal job of talking about the programs TCAT has and how that benefits our employers. We will have a panel discussion that she'll serve on, as well as a superintendent of a K-12 school district and an employer. So they will talk about the process of our pathways and how they come together on committees to make all this work.
And the participants in past years, anyway, have gotten to see what the mechatronics programs are all about mm-hmm. and see a mechatronics lab at the TCAT.
Yes, yes. We do get to tour if we'd like, and then there's also a virtual tour that's offered.
So that's pretty eye-opening. Then at some point, we focus on healthcare, and typically Cookeville Regional Medical Center hosts that one, but they get to do some cool things in robotics on that program, don't they?
They really do. They always talk about the state of healthcare in our region, which is always very eye-opening. Rural healthcare has a really unique spin to it, so it's good to be educated on that. Then they also give us a tour of some of the facilities in the hospital, and the robotics is really interesting, the Da Vinci machine that they show us how to use, and even let some brave souls do a practice run
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, a simulation.
They don't
use real patients at that point, but it is interesting to put your hands in the hands of a surgeon and
yes.
see what they do with it.
Yes.
And then there's a program at the regional airport in White County focusing on community development and advocacy. Talk a bit about what goes on there.
So we have a lot of fun at that session. That one is going to be at the Upper Cumberland Regional Airport in White County, Sparta. We are hoping to have some legislators to serve on a panel if everything works out with their schedule. So they're always great to have them there to talk about what we're looking at a you know, local, regional, and state level. We also get updates from the mayor on what's going on with county government there in White County. We have guests from Jackson Kayak that come to talk about how that business was started and has grown.
And that's an amazing story to hear the
Absolutely.
Jackson County folks.
Absolutely.
Or Jackson Kayak folks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can't go to White County, Sparta, without having the Calf Killer Brothers come. So Don and Dave Sergio come and talk about Calf Killer Brewing and what they went through and the policy work that they did to get it approved to start that company there in White County.
So there's some great case incidents of how to grow a small business
yeah.
into a thriving mid-sized business.
Exactly.
And a lot of excitement. Then they come back typically to the chamber or somewhere else in Putnam County and have other sessions, and community mm-hmm. engagement is one that is talked about in all the sessions, but it's important for them, isn't it? One more time, tell people how they could nominate someone for this program.
If you would like to nominate someone for Highlands Leaders, you can give me a call, Caitlin, at the Highlands Economic Partnership. Phone number is 931-526-2211.
Well, this has been really informative, and Caitlin, we appreciate you being on Local Matters. We even more appreciate all the great work that you do for our region. So thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Bell.